Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, everybody? Hope everybody out there doing good, man. Staying out that heat. Staying hydrated if you're working in that heat. It's been pretty darn hot, man. If anybody got, let's see. Anybody got any announcement, upcoming events, or anything that they want to promote or make or anything of that nature, man, y'all come on and press the one button and let everybody know what you got going on coming up. Other than that, man, I don't know too much going on this weekend. I know they got Saturday, they got the HMP doing a little shootout Saturday, small time, no time, 4,000 to win, guaranteed with an 8-car minimum. You got H-Town Hitters, 2,000 on top with a 12-car minimum. You got 580 and Sebo also. That'll be Saturday at HMP. If they got anybody got anything else or any other event that y'all know about going on, man, press the one button, man. Let me know. I guess not, man. Anybody got something they want to get off their chest, man? Y'all, come on, press the one button, man. Press the one button, man. As always, I ain't really got much to talk about. Know it's hot. Let me see here. A little Bill there. Little Bill, you on here? Press the one button, Bill, if you on here. 770-0740, your mic open. What you got?
Yeah, just now. I heard them Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders was looking for some more cheerleaders. I wondered, did Dylan try to get on there? Y'all need to put in, give him a good reference with his good cheerleading ass.
We need to get Dylan part of the get him on the tries for the Cowboys.
Yeah. He'll make it, too. I got some pom-pom for his cheerleading ass.
Yeah, don't say his name too loud. He might come out the bushes in a minute, shit.
He might be practicing. He might be practicing this year. I know he's good at cheerleading as he is. He know everybody that need a good cheerleader. Where is he at anyway?
I don't know, man. I say you didn't say his name, I'm sure they got people listening gonna probably get his ass on here now. He probably won't be long. He gonna come on here hollering and screaming and cussing and fussing. trying to figure out who looking for him. Who called his name, who looking for him. Man, what? Y'all got Mike, man. Somebody get Mike on here, man. Y'all get Mike on here, man. He'll start a little shit. Let's see, man. Yep, but other than that, shit. Let me see if I can get it. Let me see if I can get his number, man. I might can get him on here. I'm sure somebody. Somebody can get him on here. Let's see, man. Anybody else got anything going on, man? Y'all press the one button, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm being bored tonight. Ain't have much to talk about, but I wanted to give y'all a show in hopes that everybody will come on and do what y'all do best. But look like everybody just in here listening tonight. ain't even got a little Bill on here. God, dog, I was going to ask little Bill a couple questions, maybe get some shit started, but he ain't even on here right now.
JP, this street sweeper. You can ask me. I'm doing a little bit of engine work, but shit. Ask me what you want to ask Bill, and maybe we can go from there. That 10?
Okay. Hold on. Let me get somebody who got the mic open. Hold on. 832-2534, your mic open.
What's up, JP? What's up, Grudge World?
What's
How everybody
on?
Doing? Hey, I just got a quick announcement, man. Got our fourth annual fishing tournament coming up September the 12th. Going to be down in Lake Jackson, Texas, out there at the Surfside Jetties. $30 the entry fee. Then we have three additional classes, which is $20 a class. First catch, most catch, and the biggest catch. This is a fundraiser for UTR Foundation. It's the way we raise funds to do what we do, give back to the kids, scholarships, school supplies, and things of that nature. So September the 12th, we'll be in Lake Jackson down at Surfside Jetties. Tournament will start at 7 o'clock promptly, out of the water at 11, and lunch will be provided. Family fun, man, y'all come on out. Street Sweeper himself, he participated a couple of years ago, and I think he had a real good time. We had a total of 33 guys came out with the kids, their wives, and had a good time. Also, Inline, In the Zone Fishing Charters has came aboard as a sponsor, and we're raffling off a trip, a fishing trip, a four-hour fishing trip, which is valued at $600. We have raffle tickets right now for $25. We only have 50 spots. The winner plus two guests will be able to go October the 2nd from, I think it's 6 a.m. to 12 noon, and he's going to take you out there. And I'm pretty much sure if you know Captain Chop of In the Zone Fishing Charters, he put you right on top of the fish, man. It's a good thing. Like I say, he came aboard to help us out with the fishing tournament, and I just wanted to share that information. Also, if you wanted to purchase tickets, you can either inbox myself or Willie Johnson, or you could just cash app us at $UTR Foundation, all caps, no separation, and we'll make sure you get a spot and get your ticket. And the drawing will be September the 12th at the fishing tournament when we award the trophies and all of the cash prizes and stuff. Appreciate you, JP. We're going back on me.
All right. Good deal. 832-9202.
Boy, up here, unmuted. Why you mute? You must have muted me since last week. You just unmuted me.
What's up, Rambo?
I was just going to say, ever since we blown that Mustang, I feel like everybody was scared to get on the show today. Tell them we ain't going to bring it out until next week.
Rambo, I'm glad you're on here. That's why I was looking for a little Bill, because
we just walked by.
I heard dead end ain't but one motherfucking thing. They say dead end dead. They say dead end ain't been doing
Bill.
Shit all goddamn year. They say dead end is fucking dead.
They say my dead end is dead. I mean, you got to settle with us. We get a fan something to see. We came out, with the car been sitting like 3 years. We made a hit against KC last week, so they thought that was it. So we bought a second pass, went out there, and the crowd went to bang and doing some shit. You got to feel realize we are trying to give a show, bro. We are trying. Man, that's why you see me out there. I really haven't been out there. Because I'm tired of going out there and nobody racing, bro. They talk good, get the track, half of them bring their cars, half of them talk $1,000 worth of shit, and get to the track, and they ain't going to do shit. At least we tried. Give us a hand up on that one. Now, we tried. We bought it, and then the car, it's getting ready now. So be ready. I guarantee you, we're going to lock the money, and we're going to do it again. It's more hard for them. We're going to try them some races. And his brother, Stump, all of them, we all talk shit every day. Me, him, his brother. But we're going to do it again. That's a good street. It's a race. It ain't got to be Carter B, some big time shit. It just was a Mustang. We had fun with it. People came out to see the race. The car wasn't ready. So don't get it twisted now. We were going to put that money. Money was up. We didn't come down to go to break the car on purpose. The car, we had a funny thing. They threw everything new to the car. Everything was supposed to be ready. And we got to the track. The car didn't do what it's supposed to do. And we still tried it again, give them a race, so we'll be back up there. We got back up to the ranch, and the goddamn car still, we were so dead with this race. Lose or win, we was ready to give y'all a show, man. Ain't y'all tired of going to the track and don't see nothing? And you know one thing, Troy going to race, and Bill going to race. So they both tried. And we was ready, we fought for the car we don't know shit about. But guess what? It will be back. Give it a couple weeks. I mean, we can race these monsters. We might well race these street cars.
Well, hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Fuck every crud, every G-body, every fucking G-body. When this car comes back out, we're going to fuck every G-body in Texas up with the silver Mustang. Y'all hear me say that now?
Hold on. Here go a little Bill.
Yeah, what's going on, sir? First of all, I want to say...
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Father, for waking me up this morning, because that 250 ain't keeping me down. But one thing about it, what I did for them, it won't ever happen again. And I really doubt it to be a real sport and everything. But I see they take a L and run with it. And it really wasn't no L because it wasn't no race. So if I was some nutty buddy ass niggas, I ain't mean to say the other word. But if that's what makes them happy with that 250 and it wasn't no race. Yep.
Bill, hey, well, I don't know nothing about that. I'm just saying, man. I just heard that the word on the street is dead end is fucking dead. They say y'all ain't been doing
shit.
Hey,
they say you know
look, hold up, Bill. I got one more thing for you. They say you always trying to get Rambo a fucking break clause. They say you need to start giving yourself the break clause.
I gave myself one, that's why I represented mine, because I paid mine. I done exactly what I did. I gave them easy break clause, 250.
Troy.
What's up? Hey, Bill. Hold on, Bill. Ain't nothing from the camp said nothing, so you don't get it twisted. But I want to clarify, what did you do to be a nice guy? What'd you say about you did something? What'd you do?
You said you did something nice.
I was just trying to clarify.
Every time you see me, I'm a nice guy. It ain't.
You're a nice guy. Listen, Bill. Hold on. You made it seem like we did something that we weren't supposed to or wasn't supposed to get the fuck out of. That's what I was trying to clarify. Like we did some fuck shit.
No, I wasn't, never that, sir. I mean, it was just something that was brought to me, and it was brought to you that you wanted to try the Mustang, and I said I would run you at the track on Sunday, and things didn't work out as planned. The car broke. True enough, I told y'all when I got to the track, let me shake down, and we're going to do it. The car was still broke, but guess what little Bill did? Had enough to go back there and try to fix it. They came up and still went to steal ass plan. It ain't work.
Guess what we did, Bill? We sat in the lane waiting on you, too. But
okay,
don't get it one-sided, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we could have took that punk out and went to the trailer. But we sat there and waited. Because y'all said y'all was going
to
come back.
No. I told y'all to wait. You could have went to the trailer. I told you to wait.
Yeah, we could have went to the trailer, but we waited.
I wanted to race you. I tried my best to fix what was wrong with the car, but it just wasn't that plan. I told you to wait. Pay them that $250, Sam, and I'm coming right back. And what I do, came right back. But it just wasn't that plan. So let me tell you something about dead end. Dead end performance, period. Whenever y'all say my goddamn name, dead end, I'm coming dead in y'all ass, because it ain't over with. That's why it's called dead end performance, because we coming dead on y'all ass. Everything. Let's go.
We're going to bet on that, too.
You goddamn right. You so right. Every time you see me and see dead end, you want to engage, you just come and tap me on my shoulder, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, can I say something? JP, before they get off of Troy and Bill, can I say something, JP? Can I say something before Bill and Troy get off the line? Say, Bill, you and Troy, I know both of y'all some upstanding guys. I'm on here tonight to address both of y'all and let y'all know. It's some fuck boys in the house. Y'all know about the FBI. I'm gonna tell you some bull. Y'all got motherfuckers stay right here amongst us, and they some chicken shit low life motherfuckers. I'm gonna call them like they is and what they is.
Come on, man.
And some bullshit coming up. And I got called and got alerted to the fact of some bullshit that went down Troy when we was down in Dallas. Now supposedly somebody got fucked and phone calls were made, and supposedly Bill did some fuckboy shit. But see, I'm going to tell y'all something that every person don't know. Lil' Bill done did some motherfucking thing. Lil' Bill done got fucked because the race, what they supposed to race with, it supposed to be off the trailer, then they decide they're going to make a hit. Okay, Whit went and got in a goddamn shootout. So what does that do, JP? That does not make Bill owe a motherfucker nothing, right? Because if I heard the skip, y'all all heard the skip, and we made a record. Y'all was on here when Quan made the skip and talked. It was supposed to have been Lil Bill and Whit off the trail at first. Then they say you can make a hit. But nobody said anything about you got to wait till we after the shootout the way Chino's race was supposed to be after the shootout. So some bullshit came up. Somebody supposedly called and Bill them fucked over somebody. They got all in the back line last night, talking shit on Willie's dog show. Well, I'm here tonight to straighten that shit up. Y'all fucked around with motherfucking East Coast, Dick Ryan, Drake. That's why all the bullshit starts. That's why all the bullshit ends.
Oh, man.
I'm through with it. Ain't neither one of y'all did nothing wrong. Bill, you didn't know that man shit. If you did, he fucked himself when he got in that shootout. And am I right or wrong, JP?
Yeah, I guess not, but I don't know the whole details of the race, but just from what I was hearing, I mean, it seems a little shaky.
I know the details.
I feel like the DP man didn't do his job all the way around, period, by getting everybody together and discussing what was going
on.
Can you get Quan on
the phone? Get
Quan
on the phone.
The 832-1981, your mic goes.
Start sucking dick tonight.
Mike, Quan ain't been on the show since his race been over with.
Hey, so how was I supposed to fuck over somebody? I mean, the thing was,
Bill,
the lock-in.
And that's why didn't I call you today, Bill, after I heard about the bullshit? I was over in a panic. Smooth called me and said, Billy, they sure talk bad about Lil Bill. I said, what about Lil Bill do? So Smooth them explained it to me. I said, Lil Bill, I got a class to go to. Give me an hour. I'm going to call y'all. Because Lil Bill ain't did shit wrong.
Everything.
That's what happens when you got these niggas riding these motherfuckers off the East Coast dick.
Nah,
I wouldn't if Dre called you, Rock might be on the phone. 6 Mile Randy might be on the phone. President Clinton might be on the phone. Any motherfucker on the East Coast, you better believe it. Cheers.
So they said I did some fuck shit because I left the track.
Say, hold up, time out. Hey, Dylan. Hey, hold up, Bill. Hey, Bill, hold up, Bill. Say, Michael Dillon, you can suck my dick with that bullshit you talking about.
I know that you're so fuck-ass out woodwork,
hey,
nigga.
You stupid bitch. I got a phone call about this shit. I ain't know nothing about none of that shit. That's why I had Bill and Witt on the phone. Bill and Witt tossed them off each other.
You lied and told somebody you went over there and collected the money, Dre. You collected the money.
I ain't told nobody I went over there and collected shit.
Okay.
I said, Bill. Bill.
Get Smooth on the phone, man.
Hey,
Bill. How the hell did nigga go collect some rich and he rides over the bike?
Hey, Bill.
Nigga rode out
Bill, come on. Hey, man. Hey, Michael Dillon, can you shut the fuck up, old black stupid bitch? Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Call your mama.
When I call you on the phone with Witt, didn't y'all straighten that out yourself?
Yes, sir. Yes, we did.
Okay, so where the fuck did I collect some money at?
I don't know.
All right,
you
then. Man, I said I had to help them get that shit straight. I didn't say nothing about it. I collected a fucking thing. I didn't want no dumb shit going on. We had called my uncle with that. Man, shut up, bitch. You just don't know what the fuck you. You always trying to get bullshit started and your whole ass getting caught up in it. We called my motherfucking uncle, nigga, and my uncle called me, and I said, well, now, hold up. Before I get to you calling Bill for you, I'm going to let him and Witt talk that out. So that's what the fuck I did.
How the fuck they call for bicycle riding motherfucker to collect some money?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why would they call me to collect some money for somebody else?
How the fuck they call your bicycle riding ass to go collect some money? You rode all the way from Fifth Ward over to Alvin in 45?
Nah.
Yeah, I did.
I'll be motherfucker. You a good dude, man. I like that.
Hook the water up or something. You got to travel with the water.
He didn't come and get no money, but me and Witt talked about it. We talked to Quan, so Quan took care of that, man.
So why is this nigga on here? Bill, what they've been doing, they've been calling Witt. They've been riding Witt ass about it for the last 2 weeks about you left the track and didn't pay him the punk out much, so they making a fool out of him fucking with him like that. And then what it is, he getting kind of mad, and then I told him, I say, Witt, stop letting them niggas do you like that.
He called
my uncle. Now you know my uncle 50, man. He called 50 trying to get him to go call my you owed him the money and all that bullshit because they were rough riding his ass like that. So they say you left the track there. You left the track and made a hoe out of him and all that shit.
No, man. No.
Yeah, that's all they've been. They've been fucking with Witt about it. And then, goddamn, they say, oh, the nigga left the track without paying you your punk out. And then that was just pissing them off. That's why he called my Uncle 50. And then my uncle called me talking about, Who is this nigga Witt talking about and all that shit and all like, man, I say it ain't even that serious, man, to be honest.
Nah.
I'll be damned, but they call Dre the Enforcer, y'all.
Hey, Michael Dillon, I'll get your motherfucking ass enforced. You keep talking.
Well, hey, bitch,
don't make me make a call.
I ain't hard to find.
Yo, you hard to find.
I
you'll be at the track when
I'll be that sad.
That's cool. Hey, I want you to come to the track. I can't do nothing to you.
As far as that, matter of fact, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Call your Uncle Rod and get him on the phone, punk.
Hey, Mr. Hey, Troy still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Huh?
I got a motherfucking disclaimer. Tell motherfucking Chino we'll take the break from his black car this motherfucking weekend with his tough ass.
I bet you won't. I know you will. I know you will.
Tell him get that motherfucker to go.
Let me get anybody got, I ain't got Molly's number in here.
Nah, don't call Molly. Leave that alone. We'll leave it alone. Y'all got to call that nigga. I don't even want to fuck with
him. Okay. Y'all try Chino with the move, shit. Is Kate out there? Is anybody on the phone that's come out of Troy camp? Anybody on the phone where I can tell them something?
Hey, Troy, where you at, Troy?
Hey, Troy. Hey, I'm still here. What's happening?
What's up, Drake?
Hey, you motherfucker,
you. Hey, dog, your mic open.
I'm back on mute. Troy there. I thought Troy was gone. I'm back on mute.
Okay.
Hey, dog. What's up, Bill? What's
happening? When y'all get K-Dog out of the goddamn bushes, you know it's getting real.
I told everybody when we go. See, the thing is, man, let me tell you something about this here. If everybody can just come out and have some real fun, man, with all this old cursing and want to fight and all this,
yes,
we might get more action at this shit.
Yes, I mean, because
on a talk show, everybody they want to get on the talk show, they want to fight, they want to beat up everybody, they want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger and everybody. Just be yourself, man. See, if y'all stop all this want to fight and everybody, see, because people get scared when y'all talk like that. They don't want to come and have fun, man. They feel like it's going to be, you know, y'all watch the news, they all the road rage and stuff going on. That's how they feel like it's getting the track, man. Come on, man. Let's come together, man. I'm going to see a fire. Everybody on the phone, just bow your head. Cause it's getting too far out of hand. Y'all with me? Everybody bowing their head? Hold your hands up in there, y'all. Lord, please just let these people get these cars out these garages and go race and have fun for these kids. These kids finna go back to school. They ain't had no summer, Lord. Troy, please just come on to the track with the colors again, man. I ain't gonna even write my thing. Just come to the track, man. Just come outside and have fun, man. Let the kids go back to school, be happy. Undertaker, I'm glad fun without guns. I know what that do to people nowadays, man. Please respect that man and his organization. Support what he got going on. We need to start being men at this stuff, man. Get your hearts together, man. Life is too short. Get yourself together. Go out and do some positive things sometimes. Stop having all these negative, want to beat up everybody, want to have guns in your pockets. Just pull your pants up, man. Let everybody see that you're a man. Don't go out there with that rough riding stuff. People don't like that. Get yourself together, man. Go out Sunday, man, and Saturday and go have some fun. We don't need this. Y'all stop all that, man. Y'all y'all stopping racing with all that fighting and stuff, man. People don't like that. It's too much going on. Y'all get together and shake hands. When y'all see each other, hug each other, and tell it, man, you love him, man, which I know that ain't going to never happen. But tell him, man, anyway. With that, fellas, please get yourself together, man. Get them cars out the garage. Matter of fact, go in the garage and crank them up if y'all got oil pressure. Let's see how many of them crank up. I don't hear nothing.
Well said, Bill. Now that we're on the subject, we're not fighting. When we gonna be able to get a chance to kill that Mustang?
Man, let me tell you something. I just said that, man. I just said that. I'm dying for this weekend. I'm dying for this weekend, man.
I don't know if Troy can make it. I don't know. I can't say if he can make it.
Well, I'm a help him make it. I'm going to go over there and talk to him tomorrow.
Okay.
Can I come by there, Troy? I don't want to look in your garage. Well, now Stomp ain't going to let me come over there. But, man, we finna get that together, brothers. We finna do this. Y'all just bang all them other cars out the garage. You might not know who gonna be at the track. Might want to do something. Just load the cars up and go to the track like we used to, man. Stop all this locking in. Want something to happen? Just go to the track and run your cars, man. It don't cost nothing. You paying your money to get in the track, run your cars. I'll pay for your tech cars if y'all want us to. Just come on to the track. I know gas is high, but I ain't making that many passes not to run your car.
Hey, Bill.
What, man?
I got one car that's ready to go to war.
I know it.
That gold Nova stay ready to go to war.
You sure right. Is that a threat? You putting it out there for somebody? Dre?
Man, I'll put that motherfucker out there for any nigga that want to jump up there.
My boy.
Keep saying the same shit over and over, man. Do you got an all pressure?
Yeah, I got all the pressure.
Well, what you want to do?
Man, you better use that brake cloud. Use the brake cloud, my nigga.
What you want to do?
No, I'm gonna let you know tomorrow.
Guess what, Rambo? We gonna run you off the trail with anything you got. We don't care what you got.
I got too much power to be playing with. I'm gonna let you know tomorrow. For sure tomorrow, I promise you.
No, we ain't
gonna
let us know nothing, man. We ain't waiting on that shit. Ain't nobody on this show waiting on that shit.
No.
We
ain't waiting. We putting the bone in it right now.
Rambo been talking this same shit for three years now.
We putting the motor in right now. We're going to finish it up tomorrow. I'm going to make one hit. Putting motors in, all kind of shit, man, ain't got here yet, Rambo.
Stop all that, man.
Well, leave it alone, man.
I can put the motor in the car. What the hell is out of there, man, besides nothing? McKenna, that's out of there, man. The boss is nothing. These motherfuckers can't step out and face nobody. They be on here talking that good shit.
I was trying to get him to go. The same cut and fucked over your dad's. Why didn't Ray came help? Let's don't make the race happen anyway. Why we can't just do it now? It's just on the point. Who the time, man? One of them say BMP and he shouldn't have paid. We still want to run him, Bill. Yes, I do. Hey, let's get him down here now.
Hey, matter of fact, he coming for Jay Ray.
I'm Bill Jack Ray.
Yeah, he'll be up for Jay Ray.
Why y'all didn't get that race out without?
I don't know. Yes, for about 11 o'clock, but the car kept breaking, they kept cleaning the track. We got in the staging lane, we made a shakedown. I told them I was gonna get back in the lanes. I got back in the lanes, and by 11:40, got to 12 o'clock. Got in the lane. We sit in the lane from 11:40 to down there at 2 o'clock, bro. We never did move. He never did say nothing about racing. So we sit there. We waited. So when I jumped in, I'm trying to get in the shootout with him. They told me we couldn't get in the shootout because we had wheelie bars and you know big tires, but I was on a 31 tire. But the girl told me, no, you can't get in the shootout. I say, but I got a grudge race. Can I just get in the shootout and run my match? She told me no. So she said she going to go get Quan to find out what we supposed to do. Quan never came and asked me nothing about racing. He ain't said nothing to me, bro. So Trigger Man came. He said he'll run anybody on the property. So I went to him, and I said, man, I said, if you just let me 60-foot the car, I said, I'll turn around and I'll try you. I mean, because we ain't coming down here for nothing. We just came down here to race. So he told me to hold on. I never got back with him on the race. So by 4 o'clock, that's when Witt came over there, and he said, Bill, we still gonna race? I said, man, I've been waiting on you since you seen me in the staging lane. He said, well, I was in the shootout. I said, well, they won't let me in the shootout. He said, well, it's just me and Tino. We the last ones in the shootout. So I said, man, really tell you the truth, bro. I already loaded the car up. It's 4 o'clock. I said, I don't do no racing like this here. I said, because I came down here to run you, man, but they told me your car was broke, and that's why I was calling out Keisha. And everybody on the loudspeaker know that I called Keisha out, but that never happened, so... I just left it alone. I just went and loaded the car up. It was 4 o'clock. I said, no, this is some bullshit.
So when I load the car up, me and him were standing in the staging lane. So he say, what we gonna do about the park out? I say, man, you need to talk to Quan about that. I said, I'm not paying something that I didn't do. You know, I came down here to pay, and it never happened. So why should I pay you to park out? I say, and then that's how the confusion came with the money. See, but we talked to Quan, we got it straight because Quan never talked to me, he never talked to Wick. So we had to get with Quan on that. So that's what happened on that deal. But I left the track at 4 something. I really did, but because I didn't talk to Quan, I didn't talk to Wick, I left. But that's when they called me the next day and say Witt was looking for me. So we got in touch with Quan, and me, him, and Quan talked about it. And Dre got Witt on the phone, so we got it straight.
But you still will race him, though.
Huh?
Hey, Rambo, the man, I just told y'all, the man said he'll be down there for Jake race. Y'all can go and possibly lock him back in for Jake race, man. That's all you got to do.
Well, we can't do it
Sunday. Yeah, I'm glad. Matter of fact, I'm going to make it happen. Since Bill want to run him, I'm going to make sure he run it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure y'all get that race off this time.
Yeah.
All I'm gonna tell you this time, Bill, get you a goddamn dependable man. Don't just go getting anybody to hold your money, lock your shit in.
So
nobody have no money. That's what I'm saying. Wasn't no money up.
No, it wasn't no money up. It wasn't no money
up. Hold
on,
man.
Oh,
me and him did our own deal, but Quan was on the phone, so Quan knew what happened on the money side.
Quan was supposed to have been the DP, man. Y'all supposed to have gave the money to him once y'all hit the gate.
Sure did, man.
Yeah.
That'll kill all that.
That's why we had Quan on the phone. Everybody wanted us to pay the punk out, but now I say we're not gonna do nothing until we talk to Quan. But all that's all, you know, it's dead now. We ain't nobody getting no money, but I really want to run them again, though.
Nobody get no money.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
$525. $525.
That's what
it was. Hey, hold on, man. Y'all hold up a minute. Oh, yeah, I'm from the
bar. You ain't my manager, dude.
Hey, Rambo, what y'all do with us, Rambo? We try y'all.
What the 69?
Yeah, what y'all gonna do for us?
69?
Shit, what you mean?
Huh?
What we gonna do for you? You gonna give us some money, right?
I know what I'm gonna give. I'm gonna give y'all a pair of 20s. I'm gonna run y'all head up.
Hey, hold on, Bush, Rambo. What y'all day? I'll talk to him, man. Hey, Whit, you coming to Jay race, huh? You coming to Big Jay race, ain't you?
Oh, I don't know. That I don't know.
So they want to try to run you again.
Yeah.
Don't run you again. We never race.
Yeah, let me. I got to see.
Hey, Bill, I can show you something else, though. Hold up, Grandma. Be quiet, man. God damn, shut up. Hey, I'm gonna show you something else, Whit. Hey, Bill.
Yeah,
Bill, you know what else we can do? We can go down south for his race in Trick or Treat. You know they got a race Trick or Treat every year down there.
Okay.
All right. What's the grand wanna do Sunday with the 59? Where's the grand Sunday?
Hell, I'm not coming nowhere near trick or treat. I'm gonna come out with a girl and they don't shake.
Oh God, man.
Trick or treat ain't fucking. You know, Bushnell. Yeah, you better send Bushnell to trick or treat. Trick or treat ain't for guy like Bill and little. What's the other name with the cousin? Little Jerry.
Little Larry. They call him Little Jerry.
Yeah, little Mike, little Jerry, little Larry, little Bill, and little Larry. That trick or treat ain't for them kind of guy.
Everybody's laughing like this is a comedy show. This ain't no fucking comedy show.
man. Don't take a goddamn person.
No, I'm talking to this nigga over here.
Yeah, don't take a person, man.
I ain't talking to y'all on the show. I'm talking to this nigga at the show. Why would y'all go see this nigga, boy? He eating a burger, goddamn. We give him a burger. I said, dog get a steak every now and then. Boy, he eat that motherfucker, boy. He ain't got no teeth. He's smashing that motherfucker. He's smashing that motherfucker down there, though. Boy, you home, Rainer, boy. That old stinking ass bitch of yours won't even cook, huh? You need to put some hot sauce on that bitch, because I'm pussy hot. They fucking, they tearing our ass up while you over here with us. They got a line right around your goddamn mouth. Wait till you get in there, motherfucker. You better get your ass
come
back
on, man. Not the man. Not the man woman. We don't
want. Get your ass back to the house. Pay your rent. She paying it. She fucking the goddamn rent, man, you fool motherfucker. When the rent man show up, my leg be wide as goddamn 18 wheels ago. Did you see some damn toenails marks in your goddamn sheetrock when you got to the house? You got them feet stuck off in them goddamn sheetrock. Come on, that mother. When you bring your little punk ass home, she says you got a headache. Come on, man. That'd be the fuck the hell out of
her. Yeah, it's cold, man. Well, that is not take it personal, man.
Yeah, don't take it personal, man. Well, y'all be safe.
Hey, ain't no goddamn locked in. Hey, ain't nobody locked in on here yet tonight,
bro.
Hold on,
man. They got a race this weekend, man, HMP. Who on run at the first rated at the park, man? Who on rated on run over there?
They got a fucking shootout shit going on. Ain't nobody trying to do no good.
Hey, Pete, what about the
come
six
come
and nine? I'm going to come over there with the white folks this weekend, man. Go over there and raise the fuck over there with the white folks over there.
Hey, Rambo, all that 69 got to do is let that grub tag his ass and we can play.
Everybody can get that motherfucker
out.
The 69 ain't in the pen. You ain't getting it.
But now one of them, but now one of them fast no time motherfuckers do that. Now one of them.
All of them, all of them, is that black car, swinging them over there. All the rest of them, ain't now one of them won't goddamn won't be looking.
You gonna make you make the money funny? You gonna make the money funny?
No, no, no. You ain't no. Saying nothing to get a goddamn rat one day about me. I trust some shit. Yeah, what kind
of make that funny. Hey, we'll
hold
make
on,
that funny as you
hold
want.
On, what kind
y'all
of money
got,
do you need, man?
Y'all got the back tie. 2 seconds.
Man, come on, man. Stop that. We got some back ties. Got four of them. 2 spams and 2 on the car.
Well, we're going to put your last 2 tires in the front then. We're going to put your last 2 tires in the front hour.
Well, I know you. I know I told you I bet a goddamn $100 on man. What do you do except that black car, man? Now one of them ain't gonna do nothing. Now one of them
moving.
Now one of them.
What black car you talking about? Twin?
Yeah, I'm talking about twin in them cars. Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. So any other black car you gonna take the back door from?
I don't give a goddamn what you bring. What you bring, Rambo. You can bring anything, Rambo. You can bring John Force with you.
The
if you got something to do with it.
The back car.
Nobody know back
car.
No, we're part of back car. You understand? We got four of them.
Okay, we're gonna put your ass down.
Let us start the race, goddamn. Let me start the race.
Yeah, he don't do nothing. Sit your ass down.
Your last back time. Whatever the one you got in the back gonna be in front of our front one. So that's the last. I don't care how many times you got. Long as
we
you get the last.
That, Rambo.
Hey, Miss Shawell put a post up yesterday. And I seen a bunch of motherfuckers responding on there. And all you motherfuckers that responding on there, that race go for y'all too.
What the phone was, bro? I didn't even see it.
He said we was calling 19, though. I said we didn't call him up. We just said we'd take the move from him. Yeah.
We ain't called Chino nothing.
Yeah, so, man, he say, he put it up. The girl was trying to get the break from Chino, and Chino didn't want to do it. So then he had all these other motherfucking Uncle Toms and shit on that. Oh, yeah, why y'all big and blah, blah, blah. I take the same thing for y'all stuff ass. And y'all know who the hell I'm talking to.
There you go. I just put it out there. I don't give a damn one of them in Houston beside that black car.
So then y'all want to get all in the
he got enough to catch me and run over me. Yeah, you know, I know what time it is.
That means you're running 69 head up then.
That car too, man. That man don't understand shit, man.
I tell you what y'all do. Hold. Y'all put that 69 on 28, 2275 like yo. We'll try y'all out, Trey. Get on the smaller side like we is.
No,
That's just a little something to have some fun with. Shit. What Scrappy at? We'll try old Scrappy. We'll get that motherfucker the backside too. Let's do something.
Scrappy good too. Scrappy good too.
You gonna get Scrappy the backside, Dre? Yeah, we gonna get Scrappy the backside.
No, so we decline. Oh. We decline.
Oh, all right. That's cool. That's cool. Even though I seen Scrappy beat the hell out of a goddamn big block car.
Well, that was
down there, Kate already. He beat the hell out of that man.
What about so-and-so, man? You know what I'm talking about.
These motherfuckers ain't trying. I see everybody declining and shit. I ain't got no problem with it.
So you can't get the head up break with no time calls from H-Town.
They won't even do that. hey, y'all had Jesse James on the phone early trying to lock that 68 in with a Bush. You want to go and do that?
Which one? The one that they're supposed to give us a break with?
No, not that one, the other one.
Oh, yeah, we run that car. Sure, we run that car this weekend.
That
Jeff
green
car. Get him on.
That green car.
Get him on. Yeah, I was last week. Yeah, I forgot about that. That'd be a good race for us.
Who won
that break call?
832-799.
You might go.
What's up, JP? It's Paul. I'm just listening.
Yeah. Get him on, Kate. I'll get Jesse
off.
See if
we're going to
lock
that
in.
Yeah. That's a good one,
that's
right.
Just on the right. 69 again, head up. Y'all,
how much
y'all
want to
do for
this?
Run a 69
Rambo,
head up, man.
We trying to lock in the race. Hang on, man. We had a good conversation. Hang on a minute.
I know
between them, a goddamn bunch.
It's crazy,
yeah,
man.
Who's
just
saying,
yeah.
Twin ain't going to
beat up.
Twin ain't going to beat up. We probably had no arm pressure. I know last time out, I don't know if they heard it or what, but I don't know. See if them boys got
Bill.
Some arm pressure. Them boys are race.
Bill on him. Bill, you on here?
Rambo, stand down, man. Just stay out of the way.
I'm calling for Bill. Y'all ain't got to listen to me.
Yeah, the boy.
Kato, you got Jeff. Hey, you got Jeff on, Kato.
20 ain't going to be there. Oh, they ain't going to be there. Leave him alone.
They ain't coming.
Well, whenever they're going to be there, we're going to run it. Y'all pass the bitch. Man, whenever they going to be there, we're going to kiss them. Since they don't do nothing crazy on me, then I have to look at it. But other than that, so far, what I've seen, we're racing. But sometimes you got to look at them. But it's the same way, goddamn it, I think we're going to run them every time we kick. I know they're right. We ain't going to run you with nothing, Rambo.
69, head up for 1,500. I got the whole pot.
That's a disgrace, man. We can't run what you got with a street car we got, man. Can't do that.
That's the damn thing he's drawing on you with that motherfucker.
I wouldn't even draw on you like that, man.
Damn thing. They want to put a big-ass, outlaw 10-5-ass backhand on me. God damn.
On a street car, Dre?
On a goddamn street car with a few little old pieces on it. That's
some body pieces on it, Dre. That's all.
That's a damn shame.
That's all.
We just doing for 1,500, man. 1,500, man.
Rambo, you ain't going to lock no race in, man.
I'll put that old 50 up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Put that little 50
put,
up tomorrow.
Put it up on Witt.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, when he get ready to come, we're going to put it up for him. We put him 500, 2,500 for him because he got a shootout the last time. We make sure he can get that shootout this time.
We decline, man. We don't want no back tie. Yeah, we ain't never said we want no back tie neither. We said any motherfucker car from Houston besides that black car that them fans motherfucker would take the head up breaking all the other street cars that they scared ain't got nothing to do with that.
We called the phone for my car phone. He's not getting in touch. I might give you that back, child.
It'd be a lot of bows on him to goddamn you bring a bow to go the goddamn bushes on the nigga ass. They give goddamn who we.
What they got a badge, right?
Nigga, we motherfucking grizzly bows. We no motherfucking black bow. We grizzly bows, right?
Man, y'all motherfucking Yogi Bamboo Boo. Y'all trying to steal a motherfucking picnic basket.
Hey, man, that's all right. Whatever it is, get a race.
What is he talking about, man?
JP, what is he?
He don't know no racing, man, so I can expect that out and say some shit like that. You know, motherfucker don't know racing. You expect him to say some shit they don't know what they're talking about.
That's JP.
I expect that shit all the time. There's a bunch of motherfuckers that don't know no racing. So he don't know no better.
I got 1,500.
I'm glad you got 1,500, Rambo. I got 1,500 in one goddamn shoe.
Oh, no, I ain't talking about how much I got. You don't want to do that.
Nigga, you just keep out of my, you got 1,500. 1,500 ain't
shit. Let me tell you what you do, nigga, since you want to play about money. We can bet $1,000 on that, but you made the whole year. Give me your touch paper. I'm afraid to pay and show you.
Why it taking you so long to get your car together then?
Why it taking you so long
to get a car that somebody gave you together?
You know, space bag, you
Brake flow.
Who did that brake flow?
One thing about it, I got several cars, sir. I ain't got no problem with no transportation. I got several cars.
You got several cars? I'm gonna get it. Ain't
nothing else going on, man.
These niggas ain't trying to do nothing now. They
Rambo here bench racing.
Rambo is talking about whole shit, whole part of this shit.
No, I ain't talking about no whole shit. Whole shit if we don't do it.
That's whole shit y'all don't want to do. Y'all ain't trying to do nothing. Y'all want to just try to rob us. Goddamn. Give me the move, man. Let that little raglad nose squeeze up out of there.
Okay, well, shit. Y'all gonna find y'all racing because y'all scared. I put my
50 y'all, on y'all. Y'all 800 goddamn cubics and shit, man. Y'all goddamn. Hey, let that ugly motherfucker squeeze on up out of there and let's go.
I tell you what. Y'all get a race. I'm going to bet the money with y'all. Fuck.
Find y'all rich. Whoever want to run a
garage, I got an extra
$1,000 to whatever they got. Hey, you find a motherfucker for? I did, the 69. It's like everybody we run, we detonate. Unless they out of town. Thing around here ain't gonna fuck us up, but they don't want the stuff. We detonate these motherfuckers.
We just got the goddamn truck twice over there, and they chasing us like a hoe. I beat the shit out of the man twice. They still over there sticking that shit. Yeah, you ain't ran me no motherfucker one time, I'll beat you, and I ain't run your motherfucking ass no more. We ain't running motherfucker three times, man, before it go with.
That's why you gotta,
Even though K-Dog ain't worth a damn, you got to give him credit because that motherfucker did come back.
Well, I mean, they raced it. I can't say that. They did. Right? I'm talking about
they got him back. So, yeah,
one of them delete motherfuckers. You know, I don't keep motherfuckers' names. Now, that little scary motherfucker right there.
Oh yeah. You talking about the delete eight. Okay, yeah, I got it.
They delete motherfuckers, man. Yeah, they go hot about all that other shit. But then your ass ain't get your ass at that race no goddamn. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. You got away one time, but I bet your ass don't get away again. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Hey, and them was the people on there talking about the shit on the post. Them the motherfuckers I was talking about.
You know I was, too. I just didn't want to put my name. Didn't want to say their name. It's kind of raw on these shows. This show kind of mind you face to face. It's kind of raw on these shows.
These motherfuckers see that old motherfucker out there and they go the other way. They know goddamn where they don't want no parts of that.
See, the other motherfucker what happened to the motherfucker in the park in the candy factory. I told you that motherfucker did. So that motherfucker that, he didn't know them parts was on the goddamn way.
Can we give a break on one time? Make sure people don't phone listening, y'all. We not muted, is it? Because it's all quiet. Break on one time is the show.
Ain't nobody doing that, man.
Hey, Rambo, it ain't nobody trying to do nothing, man. These niggas ain't trying to go no more.
I'm finna go pick up my woman, man, and goddamn go hide, man.
All right. Hey, I'm finna go into work. I'm almost at work now, shit. I'm finna go to work. Fuck these niggas. They ain't talking about doing nothing.
Break 1-9.
I guess it is.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Is it okay to come out now?
Yeah, they gone now. Shit, goddamn.
Okay.
I've been on me for an hour. Shit, I was just, hey, look, it's crazy when the motherfucker, they didn't talk so much, they just start talking to themselves.
Good.
But, I mean, okay. Hey, man, I ain't have nothing else planned, you know. They hung theyself up. They talked theyself off the show.
Oh, wow. Okay. What else going on?
Yeah,
guys?
Man, I mean,
what else going on, guys?
Man, ain't nothing, man. You know, ain't nothing, man. You know, just trying to join the crowd one day, man, and have a little fun, man. fucking with Lil Bill.
I see you got
know,
the porch ready to go.
Got him riled up a little bit. Yeah, supposed to go pick it up Sunday, man. Supposed to pick it up Sunday.
Going straight to the track? Well.
Nah, man, I got to wait for my man to get back from out of town.
Oh,
man.
That's right. I forgot he was gone.
Yeah. Well, you don't want him to get back, man.
What about the other driver?
Well, it ain't about the driver.
Oh,
about
okay.
The tuner.
Shit, okay. I was really trying
about
to see the other
tune,
driver
about
come out of smoke.
Are we still on the show? We're in our private room.
Goddamn, Dre, I thought y'all was gone, man. What happened, man? You cop back?
Yeah, I pulled back. I'm at work sitting outside chilling, man. So I'm just going to be quiet, though. I just said what I had to say, so we good.
They're back. Get it?
But it ought to be out of
I don't even know what they were saying. They were just talking to each other and talking around bullshit, huh?
Well, it's like I say, Troy, I mean, JP, it's a lot of talking and not enough racing no more, man. And I mean, that's for... It's really pretty
go,
much
they
down.
Both, they go both ways.
Nah,
they go both ways.
No, because this,
y'all get mad when the motherfucker try to bully y'all, but then when y'all turn around and try to bully somebody, it's supposed to be okay.
If it's gonna be a fair race, I run that motherfucker with a fair race, sir. Huh? I mean, JP.
We're not gonna bully nobody. You want to call out trouble, Troy. Come on now, man.
Hey, listen. Me and Troy, we got some little
history. He ain't got nobody pieces.
And what the hell you think we're a street car with a few pieces on it, man. That's all that is.
Okay.
Troy car just as fast as the goddamn grill. Shit. Let's not start that dictation.
Oh, shit. Troy, your Camaro is fast as the girl, so what are you talking about, man?
What Camaro?
That great Camaro Troy got.
Man, Troy ain't had that car in how long been, Troy?
Shit. Been about
I think Troy been racing at the Cutlass. Been racing the Cutlass.
At least a year.
Yeah, it's been about a year, Troy.
Yeah, ain't no rush to bring it back up. YouTube, ain't no rush to bring it back up. Shit.
That's the motherfucker you need to get out. Hey, hey, that's the motherfucker you need to get out here.
No need for it.
You need to get that bad boy out there. That's the motherfucker you need to get back to running.
Are y'all going to run it, Dre?
Huh?
Y'all going to run it?
Shit, why wouldn't we? We did before.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to figure out why. Like I say,
832-6971. Your mic open.
I'm just listening in, JP.
It ain't too many K-Dogs out here. Yeah, K-Dogs passed across the head the first time and he got back up there a couple of times. Ain't too many of them riding. You know what I'm saying?
I don't agree with you on much shit, but I have to agree with you on that. It ain't too many people like that feared around here racing no more. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't, man. All that
and that's
gone
the problem.
For some reason. Ain't too much.
What you think
everybody
the problem is besides motherfuckers wanting to for show win? I feel like a lot of shit motherfuckers wanting to for show win.
I think motherfuckers scared. They so goddamn scared it's tough, man. You scared, so you don't want to hear a motherfucker talking shit to you. Hey, listen.
JP, y'all done about heard enough of that. The motherfucker calling everybody scared is the motherfucker begging, man. You beg every fucking day for a fucking race, and you don't run a head-up race for nothing. And then you want to talk about, I won't race you back. I won't race you back for a reason. It ain't got nothing to do with a head-up race. It's got to do with the way you act after the race. But I can tell you one thing. I don't get this motherfucker every week and beg like you motherfuckers do. That's straight up.
Hey, I tell you what we can do, Rick.
I tell you what we can do.
I tell you what we can do. We can lock in right goddamn now.
Because I don't fuck with you.
Huh? You say what?
That's the only reason I ain't gonna race. Because you motherfuckers don't know how to take them off. You don't know how to take them off.
Oh, we know how to take them. Hey. How we don't know how to take a law? Richard, you beat us. We didn't say no. We let you.
How y'all don't have to? You don't have to take a law. What happened the last time we raced?
Hey, you won. You won. And we tried to run you back.
Hold on, man. I don't like bringing up the past, but Bushnell got so mad at me and he want to fucking try to fight. Man, I ain't got time for that fucking shit. That's how.
Hold up. I ain't had nothing to do with that, sir. That's between you and whoever else. I didn't have nothing to do with that. All I said was I wanted to run you back.
You know why we don't?
I said I'll run you back, sir.
I'll run you
and any goddamn thing y'all got over there in that camp delete 8.
I bet you won't.
Hold on. You're talking too fast. I can't hear you. You're talking too fast, too long.
Lock it in. If you run anything,
lock in what?
Lock that motherfucker in.
Nah, I want. Hey, hold up. I don't have a problem running nothing over there in the cap. Let me get you first.
Nah, there you go with your little stick.
Wow.
That's what I thought. You just said you locked anything.
Let me get you first. Let me lock you in first.
I told you, Brown. I don't fuck with you, fucking folks.
Okay, so why speak on us then? Why speak on us then if you don't fuck with it? Why speak on us?
Hey, I spoke on the fucking article. I said.
Okay, but listen, what I'm saying,
hold on, it didn't say Bushnell. Why Bushnell begging? I said, why's everybody got a bed? Why's everybody? You ain't everybody,
little old fucking
shit. You're right. I ain't begging from you, though. I try you head up like a man.
Hey, you won't try me because I won't rape you.
Oh, all right. All right, well, we ain't going nowhere with that. I'll leave that alone. We ain't going nowhere. We can just go on for another conversation.
But I bet you won't race anything over here.
Hold up. Y'all bring that blue sauce. Give him a break with that motherfucker. I'll try it, too. Now, y'all been supposed to have done that. Yeah, the blue car. The blue Camaro. Yes, Mike.
Are you bagging again?
Yeah, I am. That's a cool chassis car running a goddamn stock loud car. Yes, it is.
If you begging, get on your knees and beg for a fucking bone. That's what
I'm all right, man. Hey, Rich. We ain't got to race y'all, man. I'm good.
That's what I thought. Get on your knees and beg for a bone.
I know. I stand down. If I got to run y'all head up, I stand down.
What I thought.
Ain't no problem. That's what a lot of other motherfuckers need to do. That's what you need to do, because you ain't going to run us head up. You scared to fuck with us.
I ain't scared to fuck with you at all.
I'm going to gap your motherfucking ass this time.
Hey, last time you said the same thing, and I put fucking 1.5 on you, weak motherfucker.
Okay. I bet you I put 5.5 on you.
Hey, I bet I say I beat your ass, and yet you can't say you beat me in fucking nothing.
You did. You did all that, but that was 5 years ago, Richard.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck
about
no fucking ever
again. All right, well, hey, listen, I'm ready to get back up there now. Are you?
Yeah, I'm ready, but I ain't going to.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool. Well, why are we even having a conversation then? I'm done with it.
Because you put my name in your mouth a while ago when you were talking about some fucking Belito that's been gone for 3 fucking years.
Hold up. Time out. You the only hey, hold up. I thought y'all name was called Elite 8. I said Delete 8. So now y'all called Delete 8.
Hey, them motherfuckers were so fucking bad, we still got their name in your mouth.
Hold up. Time out. I said Delete 8. I didn't say shit about no Elite 8. You part of Elite 8.
Maybe you can't read between the lines, but I can. I know what a fucking dick and a penis is. I bet you can't tell the difference.
them lines. Hey, Richard, to be honest with you, them lines wasn't no lines for y'all. Them lines were crossed.
Yeah.
I crossed by accident. Them lines were crossed.
I just come out straight up saying, I don't give a fuck. I don't beat around the bush.
Well, I'm DP ready to lock you in whenever you ready to get up there.
You ain't got nothing to lock me in with, because I ain't fucking with you. I already told you.
All right, that's cool. Say, Troy, JP, I keep getting you mixed up with Troy, because this damn phone say Troy Show, but I'm with another topic, man. I can't keep all with the same people by nothing.
Dre, it seems like you off the topic.
It's all good. I'd rather be the topic than the topic.
Dre, you better get out of your bag, Dre.
Hey, Larry. I'm on my stomach right now. I'm on the stomach right now, Larry.
Roll over.
Nah, I ain't gonna do nothing. They might love that, man.
God damn, Drake.
They might love
it.
I'm ready to lock the fuck in. How about that?
Hey, Larry, say you on his stomach shit. He already ready. He already on his stomach. Think about it. He on his stomach again. He already ready.
Say, Kevin Rogers, ain't nobody ask you nothing, homeboy. See, now you go dipping and dabbing. Now, me and Larry talk. But hold up. When me and Larry talk, when he got to go get his big brother. Nigga, stay your ass in Port Arthur, nigga. I'm talking to Austin right now.
You right, boss.
Yeah. I ain't got no choice but to be right. You wrong.
I was just pointing something out to my brother.
You are not your brother's keeper.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right.
So, Rich is still on the phone, Debbie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Hey, Richie,
yes,
you got another topic?
Huh?
You got another topic? You kind of in the middle of the night, yeah? You got another topic?
They don't stupid, missing.
Hey, man, I'm just saying shit that people don't want to say. That's all. Richie, down the more topic?
No, man, it really ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nobody racing. I don't want to race.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Oh, shit.
The only one I know that want to race is you. You said you're going to run me with Scrappy at your race, so shit. Hey. We didn't even have to beat around the bush.
Oh yeah, no. You know what's understood? We never got to be explained. You know we're gonna get that out the way.
But hell, man, I'm looking for a race for Saturday. So I'll do something with somebody.
JP, get that man a race.
I'm stone. You gotta slip his ass back.
Man,
up.
I locked that man ass in right goddamn now. Now y'all get him to do it.
No, he said the ring will.
And we ain't got to worry about no motherfucking other shit. Okay, well then, goddamn it, he don't want to race. Well, the man don't want to race. Okay, then. That's cool.
Y'all get it straight. I just don't want to race you.
That's cool. Well, I'm glad you don't. I'm all right. Hey, that means I can go find somebody else. Say, who else want to do something on here?
Like
where Miss Graham at? Bring Miss Graham out of retirement.
Don't look like nobody else speaking down the door either.
Ain't nobody going to knock on my door at all.
Hey, hold on. I got a question. Oh, why is it only 3 or 4 people in Houston, this big old city, that I'd like the grudge race? Damn good question. That's the topic. Damn good question, boy.
Why is it
only
3 or 4 people
that
like the grudge race?
I'm gonna call him right now.
You got Drake, you got Dre and Bushnell, you got K-Dog Kemp, you got Richard Jackson, and LaBille. That's it. For whoever I didn't name, fuck you in your mouth, because you should be on that list.
DC and Rummy got some arm pressure now. DC will get up there.
Oh, yeah, DC. My bad. DC will get up there.
He will get up there.
DC was holding Houston down when there wasn't nobody racing.
Yeah, you get up.
Turn the opposite about the one to race crap. Iron Man,
you
race sometimes.
Oh yeah, Iron Man, yeah. See, Troy, you gotta watch that. Yeah. Man, you gotta have your shit rolled down, man.
Iron Man, a pick and choose.
Iron Man kind of sketchy to me. He'll hit and miss.
Yeah.
Whether he win or lose, he'll race one time and then.
Hey, what
he
you call
take 2 months off
Iron Man,
come
like,
back and race
Iron Man is a special guest grudge racer. He come in and out. He be gone for months and come back one run.
whether he win or lose, he gonna take about 2 months off before he come back out.
Oh yeah, he ain't coming back.
what about those shot wheels?
Brandon, you might go.
Are those grudge racers? Hey, I'm asking, are the shot wheels grudge racers or are they racers grudge? Shot wheels coming out trying to race. He liked his first race in last week. His car just come out. He'll get up there.
Okay.
All right.
Like
now, I'm just making, you know.
Ah.
Oh, okay, just check it.
I'm looking for that green car if y'all want to play. Shotwell, what about that green car and Richard Jack?
That big tire car? I'd try that car.
What do you say, Don?
Richard Jack said he'd drive.
No, what you say?
What about that green car and Richard Jack? I'm just saying, so. Oh, Undertaker race too, y'all, when he got off race. He'll race too. Troy, you got to watch this stuff.
You say Undertaker want to race you.
I said, Undertaker, we're ready. I'm telling people this already.
What? Okay, dog, I saw that green car.
Shawell, you listen?
What you say? You say Undertaker said what?
Me talking about Undertaker. I'm talking about the green car
and Richard Jackson.
What about the green car, Richard Jackson?
Somebody help me.
He say he want to try the green car, Shawell. He want to try the green car.
Oh, we didn't want to try it.
We can do Saturday. Oh, Saturday,
huh?
What? Saturday, what?
Okay, I'll make a phone call.
Hurry up. I got $20. I got, hey, Troy, $20 it don't happen, Troy.
Shot where the show go off in 30 minutes.
Troy, point it out a bit, Troy.
Brandon, what you got, Brandon? You might go.
Oh, I'm getting busy, bro.
All right, what, Troy? Hey, Troy, point it out there.
1-3-7-8-8-7, your mic open. Nick, what's up about it, Nick?
Hey, what's up, JP? Hey, man, I want to wish my buddy Trouble Troy a happy birthday last week, I think it was. But I just want to let you know, Troy, that I'm on here listening. So in regards to your little statement earlier you made, you need to put I would highly advise you put a little disclaimer on that one.
Nick got 1 win and 3 losses, so you can't count him out.
Yeah, I got a record. I got a record.
Hey, you better. That's why I tell Troy easy about he talking about people that ain't racing 2 or 3 months. Because hey, me and him in that category. This is first. You just now started back up. So we both in that category.
Hey, and my buddy was speaking off the cuff, man. Y'all excuse me. You know, he got to write stuff down. He just speaking off the hip.
Hey.
I got kind of hurt on that, K-Dog. I got kind of hurt on that, I'll be honest.
Oh, I understand. We're going to go back
to that.
K-Dog. Heartless, baby. Heartless.
Well, Nick on
man,
the phone,
Troy,
Nick
that's what happened when they cut down the tree.
Yep.
Truck left. Sorry, on there, JP, are you gone?
No, he's still on here.
He left me out here by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I made that broad statement and got me in the bush. Yeah.
Thought the shit burned up, man. Hey, fuck it. Hey, he said it. He got to take the flag that come with it.
Hey, JP, chill.
To be honest though, K-Dog, the broad statement Troy did make is damn near like 90% truth, because it really ain't but about 4 or 5 that you really hear about around this area, around this way down here. You know, of course they know about they know about King B when he got present. They know about DC because he done been around the block a couple of times. But like you say, it ain't very many at all. I'll give it about 10 to 12 at the most.
Like a lot of guys got doggone calls for it not to be.
That go for Dallas, that go for San Antonio, that go for all these little surrounding areas. There's not very many Grudge races around.
Nah, them boys Dallas racing. I can't go.
No, I didn't say they don't. I didn't say they didn't race, Jay, though. I'm just saying on main stages, a lot of those guys, you know, they local jokers.
Yeah, it was a little quiet when the boys came to town last week, but they gonna get that.
My point exactly. It was very quiet.
No, they love trying to get out there. Whole Daddy held it down. The Blackskins had a grudge race. They were trying to drink.
Rich Flair got up there.
What'd you say, Brian?
It's people that get out there, but if they can't get there, why take their race?
That's true.
But what about the ones that can get there and they still don't get up there?
We got to start naming names. 2021.
214-3683. Your mic open.
Yeah, no, I disagree with K-Dog. We need to start putting names on it. Don't just say guys. Who is it?
What you talking about, JP?
I mean, I don't have nobody in specific. I'm just saying, I just made a broad statement that what about the people that they can get up there but don't get up there?
Because, I mean, you know,
I don't know,
but you got to look at the
I don't know nobody in particular.
The caliber of cars that came into town last week, we didn't have very many in Dallas that met that caliber.
See, the problem with Texas is just a big range difference in cars, man. Like 4 years ago, you had a whole lot of small blocks racing, small blocks, a lot of, you know what I mean? Right now, it's kind of spread out. You got a lot of cars in the
north, JP.
Lower cars range, and then you got for middle range.
I don't know where the noise coming from. I'm trying to find it, man. I'm trying to find it.
You know, there's a big gap in cars. It used to be a lot closer for a lot of cars.
Well, I'm going to say this.
The faster cars are huge. The faster cars in Texas are huge. Dallas has more of the smaller caliber cars, but they come in abundance. The Houston cars are so, I won't say so fast. They're more, I guess you would say, more class racers, class grudge racers, but they don't really care for grudge. So, that's why y'all always beat the dead horse, why people don't race there. Because you have, I won't say too fast, but it's just not what they want to do every weekend to run for fun. They'd rather get in the class to do that shit.
Well, once you get like that, I mean, to me, it's an experience thing. I know, you know, I'm not making excuses, but, like, for me to take out my car, on even given Sundays, almost $500 to $600 just to take it out. You know, that is nothing breaks here if you gotta replace nothing. An event usually costs me at least $1,000 to $1,200 to go. So, you know, when you were slower, the money didn't cost as much, so you could gamble a lot more. I mean, I'm not rich, I'm rich, so, you know, for me, but I don't have a problem racing from $500 to $1,000, but a lot of people do. So if I know you ain't gonna race for that kind of money, I'm not gonna ask you to race. There's no reason to waste my time.
But it don't hurt to ask, though, right?
No, I have some people ask, but
people gonna act a damn fool with you if you ask them. Say, man, I run you for $500. Man, I ain't running my motherfucking car for no $500.
You'll be surprised how many people that'll do that on shakedown. Fuck, let's just take that off
500 dollars is, hey, listen, $500 will pay for your gas and pay for also
that,
it'll pay for your entrance in the gate, and it'll pay
is
for
the
tech car.
That's a grudge race, right?
Yeah. $500 is a race. If anytime you put money, $100, if you bet $100, that's a grudge race.
That's all I'm saying. So if you're going to shake it down for free, why not just do that?
You going to shake down for free? Why not get up there and shake down with a motherfucker for some money?
I'll go, for instance, like last week when we went up there to Dallas and I ran that little Cub deal. Man, that's basically an index, and I try to race anybody for $200 from Dallas so I didn't have to race somebody from Houston first round. You know who I race first round? Somebody from Houston. But nobody even want to gamble $100. You know, nothing. They don't want to put no skin in the game. They didn't want to
do $400. They
didn't put a post out. And
hell,
and
that
everybody.
And I figured, you know, Dallas card would jump right on, but I didn't get one.
Hey, Richard.
I feel like.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
Hey, he said he'll try you. You talking about your car?
Yeah, the buck.
The blue and red car, he say, with the stripes or something?
No, it's black and red. The one that was out there Sunday. Well, last Sunday.
The little small tire car. That was the only car I've ever had for the last 10 years.
Hey, y'all take your time with my partner shot with me. Take your time with him. He been working all day.
Hey, K-Dog, get out the bullshit. Stop,
no,
man.
He's been working all day.
Stop, man. Stop, man.
Okay.
Stop, K-Dog. You trying to say that nigga slightly slow. Stop
no,
this shit, man.
You take your time with him, Jay. You take your time with him.
Take it slow. You got to take it slow.
I got to slow down.
Yeah.
So y'all want to lock
it's
in
a come out.
Y'all want to lock in something for Saturday?
Hold on. They fell off. They're probably finna call right back.
He's coming back.
Richie, this is how he do. He got to take his time and he coming.
Man, okay, dog, cut that bullshit out, man. Stop that, man.
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be cool.
Say dog, ain't shit, boy. This man here, boy.
I know him. That's a shot. Well, you gotta figure it out.
K-Dog, now you already know how we do on the Monday morning show. See, if Mo get his ass blowed out with hell, just give it to me, baby. If we lose, give it to me. If you lose, give it to me. I'm ready.
That's how it's supposed to go, no?
Yeah, it's supposed to roll like that. This shit ain't never supposed to get personal like niggas get.
But the way this economy going, that $500 race Rich is talking about shit, it's probably going to be a lot more than.
To be honest with, $500 is $500. I wouldn't give a damn.
Shit, going to be a lot of shit going like that.
That shit, it's supposed to be. That'll
be a lot of racing.
That'll get some races going back. Yeah, it'll be a lot of racing then.
Hey, and if Dean would push that shit on the and put a little bit on top, it would be a lot more too, man. Sometimes, you know, I'm not saying nothing about the track owners, but, man, in Dallas and stuff, sometimes you see the track owners throw a little on top. It makes it incentive for somebody to race a little bit more.
But like I think he will. I think Dean would if approach him. I think he would.
You know, that's when them promoters need to get with the goddamn track owners and tell them, say, man, look here, I'm going to try to amp this hill up, and if I can get this amped up, you put at least $400, $500 in it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfucker go out there and race for $1,000, and he put, okay, say y'all race 500 each, and he put 500 on top. Well, that's 1,500 right there. Go to the well.
I'm gonna use for an instance. I think it was the Grudge versus K Dog last year. I think it was last year. Man, that track had been empty for almost 6 months. That one race got put out there like that, and then you see how packed the track was. You know what I mean? Just one race.
When they did the four car shootout, you saw how packed that motherfucker was. Then.
Yeah. Yeah, but
they put $1,000 on top of that. So
he volunteered to put he's putting money on top of a couple of Grudge races this weekend if we can get them. And that's what Lisa was posting about. So
that's
I know
true.
He'll do it, but you got to push it. You got to push it. You know what I mean? And then
you
got to let people know.
No lie, though, because the track, it hadn't been packed like that. When everybody found out that they were going to run up, shit, motherfuckers started coming out. I ain't seen out in years.
Well, they coming again. They coming again.
You're giving them something to watch, man. On an average Sunday right now, they ain't got nothing to watch. Nobody wants to watch a bunch of streetcars go down the track. Nobody want to watch that. I won't pay $25 to watch a bunch of cars just go down the track.
Well, I like Troy and Lil Bill last week going down the track. I ain't gonna lie, that's better than nothing.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, that would have been something to see too. North versus the South.
Man, I stayed up late to see that race, man. That shit almost I almost got grounded, man. My wife called me 5 times, asked me where I was at. I said, "Cause I was at work." She said, "You're at the fucking hooker bar." I'm hanging out with Troy, man. We know them race. Yeah, right. Get your fucking ass home. So I got in trouble for nothing, man. For nothing. That was like a dry hump with a dog. You ain't got nothing. Man, shit.
Well, they going to get it on again, so I don't know when.
Hey, K-Dog, ain't no lie about it. It's a lot of these goddamn cars. If they would just call them to do something, people would come out and see them, though. You see, they come out and see y'all when y'all. shit now, Shawell. Man, Shawell ain't finna call back.
Hold on,
here
he go. He go right there. Here he go right here.
Man,
here he go, Shawell. Shawell.
Go ahead, Shawell. Stay focused, buddy. Stay focused.
Yeah, Richard, he said he'll ring you. What's your number?
What's my number?
Rich. Yeah, he don't get on the back line. I mean, he don't get on the talk show.
Well, JP, you can put him in the back in the what's calling room, and they can talk among themselves. We don't have to, unless they want to do it another way.
Nah, I do it any way. I mean, you know, I don't want to race. So if he want to be Saturday, we can say it right now. I mean, shit. I'll lock it in right now.
Yeah, he said he'll run your dad. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we run before, like, you know, 11 or whatever, then we,
yeah, he'll run before 10:30. I know that, before 10:30.
Well, I'm going to jump in the shootout. I don't know how long we'll be in there. So, I mean, we can either run before the shootout or man, if I have to, I'll run in between the shootout if I got time. You know what I mean?
Time to shoot out.
Y'all just
got to
tell me. Y'all just got to tell me what y'all want to do.
What time the shootout starts?
I think the shootout starts at 9 o'clock, the first round. So, I mean, we could go at 8 o'clock. You know, whatever is good for y'all. 7 o'clock, whatever. I mean, I'm good.
Okay.
So,
well, I know for sure they'll run you, but I know more information tomorrow, but it's a for sure go.
That's cool, man. You can call Sam. You can call Sam. Call me. You can call anybody here can call me. Most of them got my phone number. So, I'm not picking me. We can run it for, you know. Y'all just tell me what y'all want to run for and what time, and I'll be there.
Okay, that'll work.
Hey, JP, is Undertaker still on there?
Yeah.
Res in the bass.
Dre, hold on. Excuse me, y'all. Dre, let the people confirm their lockouts and get them out the way before you just push them out.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about something else, but go ahead, man. Y'all going to get it locked in.
I mean, they're not going to do it on the show, but just make sure everybody understand each other first. Right. If you don't mind.
It'd be a head-up race. You know, head-up race, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't
get the green car.
Yeah, I've seen the green cars. All I know is the big tire car. Yeah, the green big tire car, whatever it is. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't need to know nothing else about it. I just know it's that green car. It looks like it got the carburetor kind of sticking out of the hood on the green car, on the Camaro, just like mine. That's the one you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
And you
think that's all I need to know.
Your blue car with the red stripe or something on the side?
It's a black car with red stripes. It's the same one, yeah. You can just look on my Facebook page. You'll see a picture of it. Hell,
okay.
If you need to see the video, I'll see it on there, too.
Okay, once we get there, well, you can talk to him before the shootout, after the shootout, however y'all want to do it. But he says it's a show, go. He'll ring you.
All right. Question.
All right.
JP, excuse me. JP.
Yeah.
You don't have to look. The hand clap deal. Give my boy Dante a hand, man. He learned. No. I didn't make sure. He's a DJ. Now, I just want to give you due diligence, man. Diligence, whatever you call it. You know, you came in, you back and forth, and you came back and you locked in. I just want to give you a hand clap. No, Richard's on the grudge.
I thought they do that. Huh? Yeah, I thought they do that in special aid.
Larry, we had that. Put Larry in time out, JP. Put Larry in time out.
Man, them niggas say we do that in special aid.
They don't shout with a phone, man.
Oh, goddamn.
him and
Salwell
on the phone together.
Now, wait a minute, JP. You mean to tell me they riding in the car together and he and Salwell and JP, Shotwell driving and Larry?
Hey, man,
oh,
and Salwell a big old nigga.
Well, no,
Larry driving
and Shotwell on the passenger side.
Okay,
hey,
well, Shotwell,
hey,
not right turn, Clyde, left turn, Clyde.
Hey, well, look, Kate out.
I done put my seatbelt on. I done unbuckled his seatbelt.
Oh, going down. Going down.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll wait on the end result.
All right, open that nigga driver's side door for him there. I mean, open that nigga door.
Come on, Dre. I thought we was going to have a clean show tonight, Dre.
Hey, man. Hey, how you looking at, man?
I understand.
I don't know nothing about that. Where's Reginald Bass at? I'm safe. Crazy Undertaker.
What you got on your mind, Dre?
Where's Undertaker? I need to speak with Undertaker.
He's on here, man. Right,
what's
on
your mind,
Dre? Right? Sleep.
Reginald Bass.
Dre must be trying to get in the fishing tournament.
Man, what I'm
here. Yeah, man, I'm trying to get in that motherfucker.
Dre, you fish?
Yes, sir.
He fish every week on the show. He don't never catch nothing, though.
I ain't got no tight line yet. My line's still loose. I wish I could catch Tyson, motherfucking ass. Give me the last fight.
JP, that man say he trying to retire Tyson again. Ain't that some shit?
Hold up.
Tyson wouldn't retire. Tyson didn't retire. He went out.
Do three of them be a brother, right?
Yeah.
I'm not. We tried to see if three of them wanted to dance. I heard they weren't going to be there, so we ain't, you know.
Yeah, they still grudge. They was trying to graduate last week. They still grudge right now.
What'd you say, Dog? Tyson didn't retire. He just went away.
Yeah, he didn't retire. He just shut out. He couldn't find a more opponent.
Oh, gotcha.
So he just, you know, went on to do a burn. He really, yeah, do that burn. They say he took something, really. Tyson pulled out something that she wasn't ready for, and she going to tell me he raped her. That's all it was.
He punched her in the head after he was knocking her off. So yeah, he raped.
No, he probably, you know, when that time came, he just didn't know how to, you know, control it. It was a good feeling. But anyway, he's back now. So.
Well, you know, he's smoking weed. He got a podcast, so everything now.
So we got the podcast. Andrea Moore. And JP said,
I told him, motherfucker, all they do is ride around the motherfucking state park trying to steal picnic baskets.
Uh-oh.
JP, you got no more time to say no more bullshit like that out your mouth, all right, bro?
What y'all doing, man?
Nah, I let y'all you get away with this. It stop, early. I'm gonna let you.
Stop trying to kidnap the kids out the daycare, Dre.
Well, shit.
Leave me alone, man.
Sometimes the kids need to stay in their goddamn lane. Don't fuck with
leave
us,
alone,
cause you know better. Then your mama tell
Dre,
you
some of these kids, kids done skip kindergarten like four or five times. They mother be grown men. Under
I tell y'all what, when I come back out, I got all pressure right now. I'm coming out, I'm getting the cross, the brakes, and every goddamn thing else you want.
Ramboga.
Bro.
Rambo gonna be out. He gonna be out next year too.
When you going back out there, Troy? If Bill want to do something, Troy, T-Roy?
Nah. What happened?
Nah, I'm over here.
When you going to pad by my house, purging through the hood?
Oh. Oh, you almost jumped in the cut.
You got to bring Littrell.
Hit a corner.
You got to bring Littrell with you. Gotta,
yeah, he got to come.
And probably the baby too. She might be.
Be packed down.
Hey, y'all know what? Hey, K-Dow, you know what? On that little old broad statement they made earlier about certain people racing out, y'all forgot to put that old Nightmare. Now they come out when they got all pressure. They play a little bit.
No, I was talking about people in Houston, Dre.
Yeah, you can't
get
in the game.
Houston, okay.
Yeah, just us around here.
Well, around
Dre,
here, like
I mean,
you said, it ain't no.
Hey, loose pussy don't be loose pussy. Let him ride.
Loose pussy.
Uh-oh.
Who said that?
Who said that? That's number one fan. Number one fan. Somebody going to jail. Yeah, it's on that street sweeper. Somebody going to jail first. Who going to jail?
No, a street sweeper vocabulary is impeccable and shit. He don't say loose pussy and shit.
It's gonna be more. It's gonna be more immaculational.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know he was gonna go with
the
shit.
Fuck?
That was stupid. What the fuck?
Hey. Word of the night. Immaculation.
Immaculation. Well, that's almost that's almost too nasty. For
too
the
close
show.
To. You're right. It's almost.
Man, listen to this fool, yeah, bro. That nigga ain't nothing but a damn fool. That man said that's almost too nasty for the radio show. Wow.
Oh, God damn. So, Kevin.
Yes. Yes, boss.
Oh, God damn. I forgot what I was going to say.
What up, Troy?
Shit, I forgot.
Oh, shit.
God dog. Yeah, heard that big word. Hey, he heard that big word. Dre threw out there, fucked him all up.
Yeah, fucked me all up. I was gonna say something for Dre.
Oh goddamn, we gotta get Grudging back. Goddamn,
before he got
at the end of the day, man.
Before he got all the masculation,
yeah, immaculation. You get the Grudging back, goddamn, and see what the fuck it do.
When you go out back out there, like on a Sunday? What Sunday? Next Sunday? This Sunday? Next Sunday? For Bill,
I mean, if Bill call you with a phone call saying he ready, we'll be out there this Sunday. You gotta say the same. We'll be back that way in lane again. Try it one more time.
See, he did come on there kind of strong, like, you know, like we
took
something.
Well, that's why I was asking him, like, you act like we did something wrong. Like, I was trying to get a clarification. I was like, man, we said shit. You know, we dapped it up. We catch you on them another day. Shit. Your driver down there on the big end done lost his goddamn mind.
Hey, now what he was kind of referring to how JP was putting it. That's what he was really addressing.
Oh.
That was just JP talking shit, though.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't hear from the
horse's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude.
That was
just
JP. That was JP adding the twist for his show.
Yeah, I'll just tell them, goddamn, dead end, fucking dead. Shit, they ain't, what dead end been doing all year? Shit, they ain't been doing that. They been trying, but they ain't been goddamn me showing up and showing out like they did last year. Now, you know, I ain't saying they ain't been racing, but
showed up last year.
They ain't been making too much noise this year. That's why I say you need to put a brake clause on yourself. Now you're trying to get a Rambo a brake clause every week.
Shit. I'm gonna give Rambo $100 when he bring his car to the track, just on GP. I promise you.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay the cameraman. I'm gonna pay the cameraman to follow him around all night.
Make him a cameo.
Yeah. Hey, here you follow Rambo around.
Kevin, what's on your mind, man? You off the quad tonight, man?
I'm asking this post on Facebook about the race between Larry and Keisha.
Oh, is a question about it?
Oh, they were saying that they bet that their race would never happen.
They don't understand. And you know what? The Facebook got a lot to do with why racing don't happen. These motherfuckers be experts
exactly
on this motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ain't got a dog in the fight, but these motherfuckers know everything. Now, why would a race would never happen if it was going to happen?
Because they ride the East Coast dick.
Man. That's what we got to do, Texas. We got to stop riding these East Coast. When these out-of-towners come out from out-of-town, these motherfuckers, let me run. I know what that motherfucker run. I live here. I know what he run. I see him every weekend. Y'all need to stop that bullshit.
Excuse me, fellas. Excuse my verbiage, but that's why I came on and said you got to let loose pussy be loose pussy. Let them ride. Going back on me.
I told you that was Three Sweeps. Three Sweeps said loose pussy. Man, he dimming down his vocabulary. I'm shocked. I'm appalled.
He said excuse me, though. He said excuse me. So give him a break, Claude.
But I'm just saying, though, it's like motherfuckers get starstruck. Yeah, it just took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, they get starstruck, man. They like, these motherfuckers get starstruck. They've been seeing these motherfuckers on Facebook and YouTube, and they get over here and they get starstruck, you know.
Man, I don't give a fuck. Motherfucker asking, man, you know that car? No. Get your tough ass up there with them. Find out. Because that's what the fuck we got to do when we cross that river. Right, dog? Them motherfuckers don't tell us shit. We pull them up for the first round, man. What about that? What's up with that car? We don't know. Motherfucker, you live in the same county. Y'all won't tell us shit. And that's how we need to be.
Yeah.
See, the thing about dog, he can't write and talk at the same time.
I'm listening.
Asking this long-ass post.
Go ahead. He focused.
See, you must have given it to somebody.
No, I just had to let them know, you know. But I'm back. Yeah, that's true. But what can you do about it? You know, you don't know who's going to talk to who.
Nothing, but
this,
that's the thing. That's why these shootouts are so goddamn popular, dog, because motherfuckers ain't got to deal with the bullshit.
Yeah.
Ain't got to deal with the motherfuckers say they're going to race and don't even show up or don't race or you wait all motherfucking night or whatever. It ain't just... I wish it could go back to like Lil Bill say, just bring your car in, right? Man, the likelihood of that shit happening nowadays is slim to none.
Yeah, still ain't got no cheese up there, ain't shit. It's too easy to load them gongs. They see something they don't like.
Man. They talk that shit. Oh, man, I got to get up there with that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell motherfuckers, make it light on yourself.
I ain't gonna lie, when they said Sunday, I was standing up there, right? When Bill and made that pass to the Mustang, and that boy jetted out of there like that. You know, they had cats on me. I'm there with y'all, woo, 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 woo. But when Bill made that pass, they looked at me.
That
I looked
went
back
the other
and
way.
Put his head down. Went the other way.
Hey, look, JP, I'm looking at K-Dog like, man. I guess we doing it. You know how you ride with your boy.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at him like, uh-oh.
Shit.
But see, don't you have no skin in the game. You could easily say, man, look, I ain't like that, man. We going home. You know, but you got skin in the game.
Hey.
Yeah, you got to, you know, make you want to get up there a little more. You know, make sure. You're going to lose if you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you're going to win, you're going to win. But if you see something you don't like, it's too easy to go load back up and go home. You don't win nothing, you don't lose nothing. You see. But you got a little skin in the game. You got to get up there.
Yeah, you got to keep an incentive, motherfuckers, these days. Motherfuckers just ain't got it like they used to. You know what I'm saying? Just say, fuck it. Just gamble.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for them. And over here, I don't know about nobody else camp, but in our camp, we count punk houses as losses in our camp now. You can do what you want over there.
you can try to keep your tail off your list if you want to, but we going to put it as a tail.
We count them. We took that punk out as a victory. We took anything.
Technically,
you know,
two L's, goddamn.
Yeah, exactly. We took all
I'm
that.
I'm just playing.
No, you know you ain't.
Yeah, you're right. I'm so telling the truth.
We took all that. But, I mean, everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you keep showing them what, you know, Sunday, not you, but everybody else keep showing raises can happen, you know. Then when the events come, that just make it more, you know, it's more sweeter.
Right, right. Yeah. Man, you remember a couple Sundays ago, you fucked me up, I fucked you up. Shit, let's do it now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know, though. But
I mean, same shit happened to us in Dallas, though, to be truthful, you know. We went up with that attitude with Lil Bill, just show up the race and shit.
Yeah.
Then really jumped off. But we'll see. We'll see. My ass just got off work, so I'm going to go take me goddamn me shower.
For sure.
Ain't this
well,
shit.
We'll try. We'll try it again, goddamn, next week, man.
I got one request.
What you say? What you got?
Can somebody, anybody send JP a topic for next week, please? Somebody, anybody, please.
I'm gonna work on it, dog. I'm gonna give him a topic.
After this Saturday, it'll be plenty to talk about. After this weekend, it'll be a lot to talk about. That'll be like 30 minutes, though, sweet. We back to the
hey man, I'm trying to pull the engine out right now, so I'm kind of listening and not listening, you know.
Okay,
you pull the engine out the Monte Carlo. What you doing?
Wait.
You pulling the motor out the Monte Carlo?
I'm listening. Somebody say wait.
I say you pulling the motor out the Monte Carlo.
That motor been out my Monte Carlo.
Okay.
What do you think about that Monte Carlo for, Troy?
Because I'm kind of interested in Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo is interested in you too, sir. I mean, you're my hero.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, something like that. It would be a honor and a privilege, sir. You best believe that. Hey, one thing about it, I ain't coming. Oh, yeah, I done learned. I done watched and learned. Yeah, I can't play.
Okay.
I can't play. I got to
be. Yeah. We're a little ignorant. We be trying some stupid shit. You come on big thighs, small thighs. We dumb. Shit, we just like to race.
Yeah, info. I want to be competitive too. You know, I just don't want to be. You know, I don't want to be
competitive in this shit. I just look to race, because with racing you gonna be competitive. You win or lose. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up there and try. You can't be competitive sitting on a trailer,
right,
sitting in the road. So get out there and do your
a shadow boxing. Shadow boxing every time you hit the track, you just shadow boxing everything.
Nah, you can't shadow box. You can't.
Making 3-4 shadow boxing passes. And
for the person that say racing for $500. At $500 ain't shit, I run for $500 all goddamn day long. So y'all get at me and Mr. Rogers when y'all want to run for $5. Because we're going to make a shakedown anyway. We'll bless your ass for $5. We'll let you take all of the $5. You want to run for $5, Kareem? I know that's your voice.
That's Kareem?
It sounded like Kareem. No, I'm just fucking with Kareem.
You want 4-5, ain't he? I don't know.
Now you running the boys, you don't know who on the show.
Well, I don't know who that was that said it. It was said
that.
214-5880. Your mic over.
Two-one-four.
They ain't wanting to close their ass back up. I don't think he's doing something back there.
But see, I'm not saying that to be on a arrogance. I'm just saying that for motherfuckers like me that ain't got no big budget, that can't
see,
race.
There you go again. You heard him again, huh,
Troy? I heard him again. I'm going to ignore that motherfucker until you say who the fuck he is. He kind of scared me. Whoever the fuck
might
he's speaking all low.
It might be. Hey, you know what? You know what I think that is? I think that's Shotwell.
Oh. No, that's not Shotwell. We know that. That better
not
be Shotwell. But we're going to move on. Like I was saying, I'll run for that for people that can't that can't run for the big budget money. You know what I'm saying? God just bless me. I got people in my corner that I can run from low, I can run to high, because, you know, people in the camp. But some people be
grudge
solo.
Grudge race is a win.
Hey, JP.
Yes,
JP.
Sir.
I just got a text. Who calling my name? Somebody calling me?
Yeah, can't be with one bad white card, HMP.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you looking for me?
Can't be but one bad white card, HMP. Just remember that.
Uh-oh. Right now, I'm standing on that. And anybody got a white card that wants some smoke, come holler at me.
Dog, I need to paint my car white. No, no, we'll wait. We'll wait until somebody put a stripe on it.
Hopefully, man, you can put a white
card. Hopefully it's a gray stripe.
Y'all better tread lightly. Y'all don't notice now.
See, now we trade so goddamn hard, we don't even care right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, street sweeper,
we're 4-6-30-8-30.
Street JP, stop that.
I mean, stop that. Yeah,
I go another. I go another white card. I go another white card right now. That weak ass.
Stop! Stop!
Kareem.
Who is that?
Kareem.
Who is that?
Kareem Will Flow ass bitch.
Got a good white card or something? Oh. Hey, there's only one white card that holds a throne. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You got a little ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who got?
The show is recorded for quality assurance.
Stand on there.
Huh.
Get it, Hakeyo.
Yeah, he's starting
I see his ass at the track, and I'm ready. Don't go to backpedaling now.
Well, he's done good with the lock.
Thing about me, man, I ain't never took a step back.
Yeah. Y'all don't want to come backpedaling now.
Hey, I don't never step back.
Like,
I come forward. Just remember that.
I'm like, hey, I'm like Troy. We ain't got to do it for much. Just put some skin in the game so you can feel it.
Hey, like I said,
I ain't got to kill
you.
I just
want
to cut you. I just want you to feel it. All
right. I'm coming forward. You hear me?
All right.
I done put my four cards on notice this morning.
Hey, Jay,
everybody, they
got to
get
late.
Their stuff right now.
Hey, ain't too late to have Kelsey change that paint color.
Uh-oh. Which one you talking about? You painted both of them, not Kareem. Which one you talking about?
Oh, you know who I thought Tyson. Ain't too late to have him change Tyson color.
Oh. Shit. Ain't worried about Kareem.
Yeah.
Kareem can't get out of the goddamn way right now. Green can't get out of the gone goddamn way. Shit. He just a class filler in the gone goddamn race.
Hey, what that COVID card that they're talking about that they're trying to throw on me?
What car?
It's a COVID car. It's a Mustang.
A COVID car? From who?
It's called COVID-19. It's out of Acres Home. That's Rick and them probably. Rick and them trying to throw him on me.
I don't know. K-Dow, you know COVID-19, Troy?
No, just Houston now.
It just, well, I got my guns, Dro, man.
Nah, that'll be a good race for Southwell.
Who?
COVID-19.
Who said that?
I did.
Troy.
Who was I here?
Motherfucker here. That'd be a good race for you. That'd be a good race for you.
Whoever that
is. If I say that's a good race for you, that's a good race for you.
Man, every race is a good race for me until I turn that wind light on. You keep talking. I told you, I'm going to pull this little pistol out.
Sideway, you better let them people load up them pallets and get common sense.
Hey, man, look. I got no time when I get behind that wheel. I let this button down. Hey, you better get some new sound because the flood got something in the head right now.
Oh,
said no.
Sideway with all that noise at work.
You still at work this late?
That ain't me.
That's a big money. Oh.
That's
Come by on your line. Let the Lair. Tell the Lair mute his mic.
What'd you say? I got mine on me.
Oh. I don't know, somebody got there.
It might have been me. I'm going to mute my mic.
Who is that?
Okay. Somebody else that was looking for you?
He goes too. Who is that?
I don't know.
This man don't
want to
run COVID-19.
Huh? You say that was COVID-19?
I say this, you don't even want to run COVID-19, but you want to run whoever you didn't know who that was.
Who don't want to run COVID-19?
You don't. I just said that'd be a good race for you. You told me to be quiet.
The only reason I'm saying that because that's a cakewalk, man.
Ain't no cakewalk in racing, goddamn.
We know what won't be a
cakewalk. You don't like taking cake,
hey,
home, baby?
Hey, I'm trying to go. Hey, that's what I'm saying on the JP. I'm trying to go take the cake from the baby to keep talking.
This baby got a whole pie waiting for your motherfucking head.
That's the cakewalk right there. Stay down. I'm going to pack your pockets down. I'm telling you. So you going to be out there this weekend, Troy? Hello?
Drama left the building.
I'll leave too if you're going to be out there this weekend.
Well, if he be out there, what's going to happen? Give him a reason to come.
Well, you're the spokesperson.
Yeah.
You're the spokesperson. Say
lock in.
Line.
Lock in.
Say
something.
Yeah.
Lock in.
Huh?
Lock in. Lock in.
JP. Stand down, JP.
Huh?
Stand down.
Well, I'll just speak for Troy. Troy sent me a text. And he definitely told me.
Now, speak.
I said two words.
Put yourself in first. Get in the game,
coach. Yes,
the boss. Yes,
the boss.
Hey,
Troy,
that you
asked me. I'm right here. I'm been here.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, Shadwell.
He said you had got on the phone.
Nah. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh,
I heard you was on the phone, so I had to make sure. I had to make sure you didn't say nothing out of line.
Hey, well, I'm gonna go meet you. You go up the phone, man.
Nah, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere until this bitch cut off. Uh oh.
Hey, bro, you gotta go take a shower, bro. God damn, nobody wants to
in
like
a little
that.
Bit. Shit, that water ain't going nowhere.
Shit.
Hey, with JP, just mute my mic then, man.
Hey, you can get a little red button. The red button on your phone.
And JP, he want to put himself in high gear.
Yeah. The red button on your phone. You got to hang that motherfucker up. Hang it up, baby.
I guess Bill smoke, man. I guess Bill loves it.
But no bullshit.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, hopefully he will. No bush, I want to see old shot with old JD up there to grudge like somebody, man. Y'all make that happen.
Hey, it's coming. I'm coming.
Nah, I don't want to hear that it's coming shit. I want to see it next weekend, this weekend, when the sun's out, man. God, dog.
And I'm still waiting on
waiting
that
for you to debut the car.
Right.
Hey, Troy,
we still
on the
stage,
don't bring
right?
it up, Troy. Troy. Troy, don't bring it up, bro. That kind of hit hard, bro.
Okay. This gonna be your topic for next weekend, JP. Listen, this is your topic for next week. What happens when a racer get off of a locked-in race? And why does a racer get off a locked-in race?
Yeah, boy. Tough,
trying to pay Mr. Nice Guy, and shit bite you in the ass.
Hey, you
I'm just saying, JD.
You actually right. What you saying to me too? It's a new thing. It won't have no more though.
First and the last.
Right.
They say quickest way you learn is when you lose money.
Hey, the quickest way too. And you're going to stand on what you mean now.
Yeah.
Motherfucker called me asshole. Y'all, oh, motherfucker, I wouldn't have did that. Well, fuck you. You not me.
You trying to do something this weekend, Shawell, or you just talking?
No, I'm just talking.
He's just talking.
I won't have oil pressure next week.
Just next week.
Oil pressure. What's that? What's
yeah.
that did? Where did it go?
I did. It wasn't
flush
enough.
It down the toilet.
Yeah, stuff happened, man.
Well, you got one race locked in for this week. That's good. You and Richard Jackson, though. Well, yeah, it's verbal lock, so tomorrow y'all figure it out the particulars.
We're a man out of the world, man.
Oh, I know y'all get down. Just, you know, just that Dallas kind of throw me. So I was geeked up.
Shit.
Stayed out. I don't think nobody was geeked up harder than me.
Sure wasn't. I was sweating harder than you.
I
ain't never seen a motherfucker sweat around his belt, Luke. Belt. I'm like, this boy is ready. I work outside for a living. I still can't sweat like that. I work in attics and shit.
Hey,
I still can't sweat like that. I said, boy, JD is ready.
A lot of that be nerves, too. But that ain't crazy.
Why that too?
Hey,
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, God dang.
Hey, Troy,
he didn't show up.
When I rolled up there and I seen everybody and they was opening that hole for me, hey, boy, that was the best feel ever. See that motherfucker say, I'm not cranking. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I fell out myself. Yeah, I fell out myself, man. Hey, look, my boy coming up, y'all. I got left lane, baby. Left lane, coming through left lane.
Hey, K-Dog, I went back there and told Troy about two times. I say, Troy, come on, I'm going to go. I get up there and can't do shit.
Man, P-Dog on. Miss Lisa dropped the mic,
it's
Troy,
cool.
And she ran over there. What's wrong, my baby? Get back. What's wrong with you?
See,
dog,
there you go, dog. There you go.
I'm talking to Troy. She ran over there, man.
There you go, man.
I went sit down. Addy kept glasses fogged up. We just didn't know what to do.
See, dog, I went back to my car. I went to go sit in my bench seat. I was like, shit, I can't. I'm so geeked up. Betting every time, Dick and Harry, I see, boy.
Yeah.
And I had to go sit down after that. I was like, oh, okay, my bad. Fossil on.
Hey, boy, y'all showed him that made me feel good, but take it at the same time, though.
Easy. then Alessian did a Bob Glidden burnout. He saw Shawell and peed on himself over there. He did a Bob Glidden burnout. He blew his motor.
Boy, he did. That motherfucker left the line on four cylinders. That burned out, killed that motherfucker.
I say, oh, man, they go out money down the road. Up, down the road.
Oh, that's
shit. Now, this is how much I ride for JD. JD got motherfuckers picking on him left and right, right? A little purple Malibu. I almost get in a fight trying to keep my man back. His man jumped on JD. I say, motherfucker, I'll run you. Man, who the fuck are you, dude? I'm like, man, I just said I'll run you. You asked for my own, boy. Shit, God damn. I'm talking about I got a ghost car and a motherfucker right behind JD car. Shit.
Hey, Troy, he seen Troy car. He said something like he wanted to fight Troy. I said, you know what come with that?
I'm like, motherfucker.
I'm trying to keep my homeboy back. I'm about to get beat up. Shit.
Now, you ain't going to get beat up, Troy.
No. There's too many Houston around.
There you go. That man drew down on Troy because Troy said he want to race.
Damn. Who the fuck are you? I'm like, oh, how do you two, motherfucker? So, why you think he drew on JD? You thought something sweet? Because there's something sweet?
I thought so.
I guess he thought. I thought he saw a putty tat.
When I'm all cool and straight, y'all want to land. When I get mad,
Y'all want to say I'm a bully. God dang it, what is it?
I don't know what. I don't know how to. You know what? I don't. It reminds me of a fight. See, I don't know if you're old enough to remember when Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray, and they was going to. I forgot what round it was, and they went over there to Sugar Ray. Everybody fired up. They went over there to Duran. Duran told his trainer, "No mas." They looked around. No mas. I mean, no mos. That's what you did.
No
mo. No mo. We looked over there, seeing what the hell was going on with you. You said no mas.
Now, yeah, I did say in the car. I probably I want to wrap it out for a dollar a ticket in the staging lane.
Oh, you gonna sell out that fast? You never really race.
I mean, you can't let me down like that on the big stage in front of everybody, man. I can't deal with that.
Hey man, even big dogs pee. Big dogs pee on yourself. No, and even big dogs pee on themselves sometimes. You all right?
Damn, I gotta get some get back, man, real soon.
Well, JP?
Yeah.
Hey, hello, JP.
Oh, Lord.
What you got?
No, Tino, what car you got that's white?
Huh?
Tino, what you want? What white car you got? You talking noise? Tino said you got a white car.
Hey, no, Tino. Hey, you know Chino got a paint body shop now. He paint that motherfucker for night.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look out here and eat your show, JP. Hold on. He said, I got a paint shop. I can paint anything. Hey, my bad, Chino.
Got a paint shop,
don't worry about it. Hey, he just said that, too. I got a paint shop. I can paint anything. Yeah, don't worry about it, Chino. We gonna stand down.
Hey, boy, when that was last week or whatever, we got down that $10,000, boy. That first time I heard Chino talk on the show.
Hey, look, when Chino came on, everybody got quiet. Somebody said, "That's Chino." Boy, it had some stuff to make Chino come out here and say something.
Yeah, he had 10,000 reasons to come off you.
Ooh-wee. That boy found 10,000 ways to get off that phone.
Okay, I tried.
Hey.
One shake.
JP, you going to be out there the weekend?
Yeah. I'm going to make it down there. Huh? Make it back in time to come catch a little racing.
Oh, okay. How long? Somebody saying something again. What are you saying?
What Chino's in? Come on, somebody.
I don't know. He better say something. He got 1 minute. Damn, Chino, you only text 3 words, but it takes you 5 minutes to text him. You're right. And I know you ain't still typing.
Get a man time, man. We gave you time to lock that race in.
Chino go goddamn me sit at my dad at 3:30 and tell him he can go.
Oh. You want to try some with the green Camaro? You get 1-1. The move in the back time?
That is not the 1-1.
Shut up, K-Dog.
Okay.
God damn, you his lawyer? Oh,
no. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Hey.
I just know motherfucker said 1-1. I ain't going to say that.
You said something on the storyline when you was in Dallas. You said something on the storyline. What camp you in? You got to choose a side.
You got it. There you go. There you go. I'm on mute, JP. I'm on mute.
Yeah, okay.
So about to go. Thank you for calling Block Talk.
I'm on mute.
Man, you know what? I got fucked up.
Uh-oh.
You got it fucked up. Oh, no, you say you got it. Fuck it.
Whoa.
Okay. Saturday?
Sound like you full of crap.
Hold on. Yes, sir. That's a bet, you know. I'm going to get in and call you. What's she texting now? Okay, let's get it. Kate out. Kate out. Kate out down?
Fell off. Yeah.
Man, that was Tino Lawyer. Tino said he's going to give us the back time to move.
Well, what car, Jawell?
With the... Tino, what car you talking about?
Man, I get that green car there. You better lock his ass in.
No, he talking about the green car.
Oh, you need to go.
Hold on. I'm going to lock his ass in right there. Tino, what car you talking about with your car? We show with my car. You got two damn cars. What car are you talking about? The black one? Well, fuck it. It don't matter. Back time to move, correct? Because, you know, text messages don't erase. I'm saving all this shit. Back time to move. Okay. Hey, JP?
Uh-huh.
JP? The back time to move with the green car this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
You know, I hope you ain't playing because I'm for real. What's your text right now? Popping. You there? You know I'm ready. You know I'm ready to get on y'all motherfucking ass. Hey, well, you got your chance this weekend. You're going to give up that. We're going to accommodate your ass. Sit down. Hey, Laro, we're going to baptize him in the name of Shotwell.
Don't have a little Chinese baby running around here.
Hey, we finna pregnant him. He's still taking.
Don't make him. Hey, don't make him turn you to a hoe. You're gonna be a hoe.
Hey, we finna throw them panties all in his face. I'm your baby daddy.
Man, that shit was funny than a motherfucker.
Don't make him turn you to a hoe.
Turn him to a hoe.
No, they turn to you. Turn you to a hoe.
That's right, Tino. We're going to check your temperature this weekend, and we ain't put it to the moment in your mouth neither. Come on out to the track, man, because we got a little baptizing to do this weekend. Like, we got a little schedule on our hands.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, you go last.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, boy, you giving up.
Let's do a little. I might then do a little spectating, yeah. Man.
I'm going to do a lot of gambling. I'm going to go breaking Friday in the shop. Then I'm going to take the rest of it Sunday. Well,
JP, I guess the show is dead. Hold on, what are you saying now?
God damn, you know.
Another one.
Got a dream.
Hey, I ain't dreaming over here. I ain't went to sleep yet. We're going to impregnate you and then give you the plan B after we do it. Hey, P, I'm going to talk to y'all tomorrow. Tino, I'm calling you tomorrow to verify this. All right, y'all.
Yeah, and we want to send this out to Houdini, Grandmaster D, John Lill and Ecstasy. Yeah, cause they was dropping that funk a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 94 fool.
Whoa. I come from PA, and I keep yelling it, but y'all don't hear me though. On the cool, I'm trying to tell it, be the place where I've been laying low, laughing in my hometown. Ain't nobody tripping, so I get to keep my chrome down, and I be dipping around the spots where the players fast push us. Service to the fiends, and they calling me Mr. Big Bun, snatching dollars out your hand. Everybody understand that I gotta be the man. Damn, but I don't sweat it, fool. I come from where the best ride. Ain't no fun jumping off like it jump off on that west side. PA, baby, a little town with big clout. We're out of town, play your haters, get that cat in their mouth. But we ain't trippin', past that dippin', it's gon' be alright. Soon as I get fried tonight, yeah, boy, I got your fool, but fool, I'm breaking knees. Full of darn, carry on, amp